So when God's word become more interesting to us, we are put it to a place where it is first and number one in our lives, that we will give it first place, and not only give it first place, but we practice it every day. That our conversation, the way we talk. We never walk around and talk, I can't afford that. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I don't say those things. It may be something that's real high. I know I'm not gonna buy that right now, but I never say I can't afford it because I'm connected to a God who owns everything. So why in the world? I just need to grow up and operate where I am. But when I start saying, I can't afford that, I can't do that, that's too much, I just separated myself from God in that area. He can't help me with that because I just cut him off by saying, I can't afford that. There ain't nothing God can't afford. And you find out most Sunday about your dominion or walking in your dominion. Because he created this whole earth and everything in it. He intended for you and me, for us, his children, to be in charge. And so when we learn to meditate on his created power, ability, his word that has the created power to cause those things that are seen and those things that are not seen. He know how to make them manifest, become a reality. You ever see a bean plant come up? Someone planted it, comes up out of the ground. And I've observed this. You come back, you look at it, it's in a, you know, when it first comes out, it's in a little curl. And you come back, it'll straighten out. You come back, it's about that high. You come back, it's about that high. And you come back next, but you never actually see it grow with your eye. But you're seeing it grow, but you didn't see it. Just, you didn't see it do that, did you? But it's doing that all the time. When it's in the ground first, it's doing it all the time. What God wants you to understand that he is a God that can nothing ever. And there will never, ever be anything that will outdo him or stop him. And listen to this now. And on the inside of you, is that same God. That same God that can't nobody stop it. You got his DNA. You got his nature. You got his life. You got his ability, you have his wisdom, you have his knowledge. This is available to you. See, all this is available to you. His love, his favor, his strength. I mean, all of this. But if you want it to happen for you, it's in the word. He have it written down right here for you to read it, but it's in the living word, Jesus. And as you read it and meditate on it and put it into action, it becomes a reality. You don't think poverty anymore. You don't think failure anymore. You begin to think like he thinks. And then once you think the way he thinks, you begin to act the way he acts. You begin to talk about things the way he talks about them. You begin to see thing the way he sees them. You don't see failure. You don't see stop. You don't see lack. You don't see those things. You see, I can do it. You see how to do it, and you go get it done. Be you doers of the word and not hearers only. Hallelujah. And it become a joy. It become a joy and a strength and ability. You when you do it, you're joyful. And not only, you know, you got energy, power, ability to do it. Let me meddle just a little bit. I don't know if this meddling, but remember when you was in your before you turned, got to your teen, you were like 5, 6, 7. I remember when I was even in my 20s, even in my 30s. I don't run near like I did then. Something happened to that energy. But I look at my youngest grandson. I think he's in the house tonight. But anyway, I look at how he jumps around. Boy, I remember, but I don't jump around like that. And what I'm trying to say is that kind of energy. And beyond that, in the realm of the spirit, we don't wear out. Though our outward man perish, slow down, our inward man is getting stronger, renewed day by day. We're getting stronger. We are in believing God and trusting God and going after the things of God. We don't slow down. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You're not afraid to pray. You learn how to pray. You learn how to stay in prayer. You learn how to speak the word, how to walk in love. Because see, your love have matured. And what thing used to get all out of shape. It doesn't bother you anymore. What happened?